Kingdom greetings and welcome to Tamaya Deliverance Ministries Sunday Fellowship. What an honor and what a privilege it is to gather together one more time in His midst. The one thing I know that He's able to do exceeding and abundantly more than we can ask, more than we can imagine. So as we're waiting for the time, which is going to start exactly at 3 p.m., which is in 2 minutes, enjoy the worship music. Let the song of worship just penetrate your mind, your body, and your soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to his name.
Yes,
well, bless
Lord.
The Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, truly, I will praise his marvelous
yes,
name. I needed to get my mind on worship.
Yes,
all I can
yes,
say
yes.
is I thank God for another opportunity being in the land of the living. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God to be able to declare who he
yes.
is. To declare that he is almighty, he is all-powerful,
yes.
nothing, absolutely nothing,
yes.
takes him by surprise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So I just bless him, bless him, bless him on today.
Yes.
You know, we are in for a treat. And why do I say that?
Yes.
Because we are. We are in for a treat. God
yes,
knows
God.
What we stand in need of.
Yes.
And
Jesus.
When he gives his vessel, when he gives his mouthpiece, a word for the people, then you take it. And you take and digest what belongs unto you.
Yes.
Because I tell you, I was blown away in my church service this morning
yes.
when we were our bishop was in a series of the Ten Commandments, and at the very end, God switched the service so that we can ask for forgiveness, first forgive ourselves, and then we'll be able to forgive others. And I nearly ran up and down the aisles because God was dealing with me with unforgiveness.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
what he told me to teach on this morning in a study in the Word. So when the Word comes, it comes to really find you and to get you
yes.
straight. And that's why I said I am excited, because if we have any spot or wrinkle within us,
yes.
we're not going to heaven.
Amen.
I don't care how
Amen.
Good your works are. I don't care
yes.
how many people you raised from the dead. I don't care how many widows you fed, how many orphans you clothed.
Yes.
Unless
yes.
you present yourself without spot or wrinkle, you're not getting
yes.
in.
Yes.
So God is giving us another opportunity to get it right. So
yes,
I am
yes,
excited, and I bless God. That's why I said we're in for a treat, because the woman of God has been laying before the Lord
yes.
to get a word for what we need. Those that are on the line, those that are on Skype, I am just excited
yes.
for what God is going to do. And so I
yes.
do have a scripture. Once I read the scripture, I am just going to mosey on out the way so that
yes.
Prophetess Satin Boykins can give us what we need. Because don't you know, we can't get enough of the Word. We whenever we think we've got enough, think again, you don't. Because the more words you get in, the more junk comes out.
Yes.
The more you start looking like God, you start smelling like him, you start imitating
yes.
him
yes.
for real,
yes.
for real. You don't have
yes.
to fake it. You don't have
yes.
to rely on the gift, because the anointing, the Word, gives us that faith. And as our faith
yes.
is building, we also build up the anointing, the oil will pour even
yes.
the more on us. Why? Because we're getting bigger in the Spirit. And not being looking and not looking anorexic. And we need power in order to not just walk this race, but to survive in the hey God I must see. Oh I must say
here
in order to survive. We've got to have the power that comes from on high.
So let me read the scripture that's been in my spirit, and that is Psalm 121. Psalm 121.
Yes.
And I'm reading from, who is this? God's Word for Life Bible. Not my King James, because King James probably in the other room, but we're going to read from this one. And it says, I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber nor sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and going, both now and forever. And we can say amen, because truly God will never leave you. God will never forsake you, no matter what you're going through. God is there with you, taking you through. And when you can't walk no more, guess what? He'll get them angels to lift you up and carry you out. He said he'll not let your foot. Hallelujah. Strike. So I introduce you to prophetess, truly a woman after God's own heart. And I'm not saying that just to give somebody some kind of accolade. You know me by now. I'm only going to speak that which is truth. And I can truly say with all the prophets and prophetess that's out there, she is a true prophet for the Lord. And there are not a whole lot of true prophets in this land, in this hour, that will really seek the heart of God. And that's what we need to know. What is on God's heart? What is He requiring of us? It's good to have the material things because He promised those things to us. He says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. But God knows you need shelter. He knows you need transportation. Sometimes your 2 feet don't want to walk those long distances. But God knows what you need. And He says, I'm going to supply that. But I want to know spiritually what you see, God. What is it in me that that's not where I need to be in you? So, prophetess, Boykins is going to give us an intro about herself, and then she is going to say whatever the Lord says. And do please keep those prayer requests coming. I see them, but you know, as always, we'll do them at the end. And my thing is this, I guarantee you, there is comfort in the word that she's about to give. So if you're looking for those things, looking for the comfort, you're looking for the peace, you're looking for, just listen to the word. Prophetess Boykins.
Yes. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Apostle Simmons. Thank God for you. Hello, everybody. I'm Prophetess Dagna Boykins. I am the founder and prophetess of Kadesh Ministries. Kadesh meaning holy. Amen. Glory to God. I grew up in the Pentecostal church all of my life, Kojic church. That's where my roots are. That's where I have a lineage of bishops and missionaries from the Kojic church. But as I began to give my life to the Lord, really sealed the deal. And 2003, the Lord began to upstake me from the Kojic church. He said that I wasn't going to be of a denomination, but I was His prophetess to speak the word of the Lord, to speak what He told me to speak. So God literally separated me. God really took me on a journey where He taught me what no man could teach me. He taught me through His Holy Spirit. I remember being For 1 week, the Holy Ghost would not let me eat. I could do nothing but pray and fast. I lost 30 pounds in 1 week because I could not do anything but speak in tongues, and God speaking to me and showing me many things that was not taught to me by man, but taught to me by the Holy Spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. And I thank God for that teaching, because the Holy Ghost is the best teacher. Amen. I thank God, and I'm going to get in the Word, but I want to sing a little song that was on my heart, and I'm just going to sing a little short piece. God, I thank you. I love you, Lord. Oh, oh, I love you. I love you, Lord. Oh, 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 I love you. I love you, Lord. Oh, 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 I love you. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound. Let me be a sweet, sweet sound. Let this be a sweet, sweet sound in your ears. Hallelujah. I just wanted to sing that. I am so full of emotion. As I got on, before I even got on, I began to worship. And God began to speak to me. And he said, tell my church. He said, tell them, my church, tell them, I want them to come out of the world and come back to truth. My God, I begin to cry, and I begin to say, Lord, he said, tell them, I want them to come out of the world and come back to truth. Because so many are not in the truth. They think they're living God's truth, but they're actually living a lie. God said, I am a holy God, and I have called my church to walk in truth. He said, so many are running after so many different things. Some are running after money. Some are running after fame. Some are running after celebrities. Some are just running to and fro, thinking that I told them to do that. He said, I'm holy. Be thou holy, for I am holy. He said, I need my church to come back to truth. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, too many are not speaking what I told them to speak because they are afraid of man. They are afraid that they'll run the people away. They are afraid to speak my word because they want them to give and they want them to chase them. And they are afraid to tell them the truth of the matter. They are afraid to tell them if they do not live for God, there is a burning hell that they are going to go to. They are scared to tell them to come out of fornication. It's going right on in the church, right up under the noses, leaders, even the lay members are doing all kind of evil and saying they worship me. God said, I don't do tainted worship. I'm not in tainted worship. I'm not in those things that they say that I am in. God said, I'm not in that. He said, because when a man begins to not speak truth, not walk in truth, not live in truth, they begin to be a tainted vessel. And I can give you scripture to back it up. Ecclesiastes says that dead flies cause the ointment to stink. And a little folly that is in my reputation for wisdom and honor. Oh, God, do you know that when you begin to do all types of things, when you begin to lie in the house of God, you have already caused a stink right there in the house of God. When you begin to do all kinds of things outside of the will of God, when you bring it in worldly things, you have already tainted the anointing on your life.
when you are prophesying for money, you have already tainted the anointing on your life. Oh my God, when you start rubbing elbows with the world, you have already tainted the anointing on your life. You have already done it. And when you start, like I've seen many leaders, I've been in presence of leaders who have lied in my face. I have had leaders call me up and I see the wrong that they're doing, but I said nothing but gave it to God. Begin to tell God, what is this? How can these people lead your people when they are lying? How are you going to meet anybody when you're not right? If the head is not right, you can rest assured the body will not be right. How are we going to tell anybody anything when we have things in us, when we're not speaking truth, when we're sugarcoating the word of God, when we are lying and telling people, oh, it'll take all that. You don't have to live that holy. You don't have to separate yourself. You don't have to sanctify yourself. You don't have to come off of Facebook and seek God. You don't have to do that. That's the old way. That's the former things. But I'm here to tell you, God is a God of the ancient way. God is a God. He said, I change not. What I had going on yesterday, it is for today and forevermore. And God does not change. He's not a wishy-washy God. He doesn't speak one thing and do another thing. That's not him. God says, I'm telling my church to come back to me. Come back to me. Speak truth. Live in truth. Walk in truth. Do truth. Do it in love, of course. We don't bash anybody, but we are to walk in truth. Now, we say, okay, what's truth? The truth of the matter is that you do what God says. If he tells you to come away from that, you separate yourself, because there are many doing the inclusive gospel that they're allowing homosexual preachers, knowing full well that they're in homosexuality, to come speak, to come sing, to come worship. That's a tainted vessel, dead flies in the ointment. It's stinking before the Lord. We are to walk in truth. We are to speak truth. The Bible says, Proverbs 12 and 17, he who speaks truth tells what is right, but a false witness is deceived. How are we going to gather the world? Do you know that the world is looking at us as a body of Christ, and they know what's right, even though we might think they don't know, but they know. They're back looking at us, and then you have people like Kanye West who are making a false church because they're looking at us and said, if they're doing it, if they're allowing anything in and saying that they're a God, we can do it too. So let's come on here and come on the mountain. We're going to do our own type of worship, our own kind of thing before the Lord. But that is nothing. God is not even listening to that, because you have to be saved, you have to be delivered, and you have to be set free. God is not interested in a false worship. Glory to God. God said, I need those to walk in truth. I need them to come back to truth. I need them to let go of the world. I said it about you. I need them to walk circumstances before me. Adios. I need them to live in truth. Stop sugarcoating my word. Stop adding to my word. My word is my word. And it does not return back void. God said, many are waiting on promises. 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 I want the promises and I want the blessings of God. He said, but how can you get my blessings when you're not even willing to let go of faith things, of force things, of things that are not of me? But you want my blessings. But you don't want to live true for me. You don't want to hear truth when it comes. You begin to put your hands over your ears and shout like the people did when Jesus was being crucified. Give me Barabbas. I don't want Jesus. I just want his blessings. I just want him to cover me. I just want him to do this for me. But I don't want to hear his truth. Let me tell you something. The Father is the founder of truth. His Son, Jesus, is the speaker of truth. And the Holy Ghost is the spirit of truth. We must walk in truth. We must live in truth. We must stop doing all of these things, sugarcoating, taking sides because the slang rapper that decided he did all these works. He did, he was doing it and he was giving and he was doing. But don't you know that's the world's thing? If they want to believe that, and if he did it, that's good and well, but that doesn't equate to anything to God. World goodness does not get you into the kingdom of God, but speaking truth, because God is a holy God, and he dwells in truth, he breathes truth, he lives truth, and anything that's walking half truth and half life is always alive. God is calling us back to truth in this hour. He is calling his church back to truth. He is calling his church back to speak truth. So many of us have gone astray when it comes to speaking truth. When it comes to living truth. We don't want the truth of God. We want our own truth. But if we are to live in truth, abide in truth, then the blessings of the Lord will overtake us. He didn't say that we wouldn't be hated for truth. He didn't say we wouldn't go through for truth. You will experience turbulence when walking in truth. You will experience hate. You will experience rejection. You will experience trials and tribulations. You will experience those things. Listen, I've been preaching a long time, standing boldly for the word of God, speaking truth, and I have many hate me. I have many turned against me for speaking truth. I have many people come to me and say that you're harsh. I have many come in my inbox telling me off. I have many give me on my page saying stuff about me, but it has not deterred my walk from speaking truth in the Lord. It has not deterred me. I don't care what they say. I don't care how you hate me. I don't care how you want, because when you're speaking truth, they won't allow you in their synagogues, in their churches. They will not allow you to speak when you're speaking truth. They will hate you without a cause, but the cause is because you're speaking truth, and they don't want to hear it. But keep speaking truth. But keep allowing God to walk in you, talk through you. The Holy Ghost is truth. There's only one way you can live in this world and be of God, is to be in truth. God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. His word is truth. How can we read this Bible, see all the truth that is in here, and not obey it and not walk in it and choose our own pathway? God is the God of truth. He's calling his church back to truth. We need Jesus. We need him every step of the way. We need the Lord like never before. We are coming up against many things in the earth. Christians, I don't know if anyone sees it. I don't know if you have taken account and realized what is going on. How the world is being shaped, and I mean the people in the world, to come against Christians. If you haven't realized it, open your eyes. And many are going to follow the crowd. Many are going to side with the world. And they're true because they're scared to speak God's truth because persecution is already upon us. It's already slowly and crept in. You see the lie that is going on. You see that the gay and transgender agenda is to shut down the foundation of truth. Now, we all know that God built family, husband and wife, man and female. Did he create them? And there's already an agenda to disinfect that truth. We are walking in perilous times. We are walking in when nobody wants to hear truth. Ah, my God, but God said, I'm calling my church back to truth. I want them to come back to truth. I want them to live in truth. I want them to walk in truth. I don't want them to sugarcoat anymore. I want them to be bold soldiers. I want them to recognize that I'm God. And no one comes before me. I need some soldiers. God said, I'm calling for the soldiers. I'm calling for the watchmen to come back to their places. On the outside, to get on their watchtower, the outside, on the outside, and begin to war. He said, I call you to be bold warriors. I call you to stand on the watchtower. Many are falling asleep in the watch. They don't even see what's coming. He said, but I'm calling you back to truth. I'm calling you back to the watchtower. I'm calling you back to sound the alarm in this hour. I need my warriors back. He said, I need you back. I need the wailing women back. I need those who are not scared. I can't do nothing with lukewarm. I can't do nothing with the worldly needs, but I need you to stand up. I need you to stand up and get in line and march like soldiers. I need you to be bold, like a soldier in the army of the Lord, because soldiers are not scared, like the soldiers in the secular world, in the army, in the United States. They're not scared, they're saying they'll die for the United States of America. But where are my soldiers, that who will stand in line and say, for God I live and for God I die? Where are the soldiers that are ready? They're ready to take aim. They're ready to fire on the enemy's camp. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you in this hour? Where are you? That will tell the people, this is what the Lord said. Not be afraid and not be timid and not back down. God, when the bulldogs come out, where are you? Where are you in this hour? In the new where are you? I need you. God is saying, I need you to come back and get on the wall. I need you to come back and war. I need you to come back and well. He said it almost died. I need you to be bold and I need you. Oh God, I need you, I need you, I need you. Oh yes, I need you to not be scared of the faces. I need you in your fire. I need you. This is a war cry. God said, I need you. This is my war cry. God said, I need you to speak truth. I need you to go back to this Bible. I need you to tell them what I said, to not sugarcoat, to not dissect, to not leave out. I need you to stand on my word. Oh God, even when it's not popular, even when they shun you, oh God, in the outside, even when they kick you out, I need you to stand tall. I need you to stand bold. I need Lord, die in the OT. I need you to wake up out of your sleep and pray. I need you to turn off the TV set. I need you to turn off Facebook, Instagram, oh God, and I'm going to speak to the Lord. I need you to concentrate yourself again. I need you to sanctify yourself. I need you to sanctify yourself. Come away from the unclean things. Come away, and I will speak and I will cry. Oh God. He said, I need you to sanctify yourself. They said that was the old thing, but I'm saying, I need you to do this. I need you to sanctify yourself. I need you to steal away. Oh God, and I'm sorry. I need you to steal away with me. Steal away. I need you to come away and commune with me. I need you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God. My God, I must see you. God, I thank you. God said, I want to show you some things. I want to show you some deeper things. I want to give you some revelation that nobody has. I want to take you, God, to the heavenly places. I want to take you and show you things that you know not of. I want to show you. But you got to steal away. You got to sanctify. You got to consecrate. You want more of the Holy Ghost. But you know what? You got to get more into me to get more out of me. In the Messiah. He said, I need you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. It's not me, but it's you. God, we got to decrease so we can increase. Oh, God, and I'm going to die. We need to be able to walk in dunamis power. He needs you because he needs you to see the demon at onslaught, not when the demon is taking you down. He needs you to see it coming from afar off so you begin to war against that spirit, against that demon, against the wicked things that's going on in heaven and spiritual high places. Wicked things that are going on. Spiritual wickedness in high places. We have to tear down those things before they even make it to the earth realm. My shed of all Jesus. That is, don't you know, it's a war going on in the spirit realm. It's a war going on in the atmosphere, in the heavenly places.
Yes, God.
Before it even makes it to the earthly realm. Erebosia. This is a fight. This is a war. Put on your war shoes. Adiosa, God said, put on your strap up your artillery. And that it will stop. No longer can we begin to keep on looking at Peter and say, oh my God, that's happening. Oh Jesus. And we go on about our own way. The Lord said, no. If you begin to war, your intercession will stop these things from coming to fruition. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Live in truth. Walk in truth. I didn't mean to go all that way, but the Spirit of the Lord. We need Jesus like never before. We need the Holy Spirit. Many of us are lacking in the Spirit. That's why we can't see. That's why we can't hear. Because we have turned off the Holy Spirit. We have gotten far away. and we need to do a 360, turn back around and say, God, I'm not in that place where I'm hearing you like I used to. I don't hear you like I used to, Lord. I need you to instill me again. Give me a fresh touch, a fresh anointing. Touch my ears, Lord. God, I need to hear you again. Touch my eyes, God, because I need to see you again. Touch my mouth, God. Fill it with your spirit, God. May I speak the things that you would have me to speak again. A freshness, a newness. I don't speak the way you speak anymore. Help me, God. You feel me again.
Yes,
take me back to the beginning, Lord, when I was so close to you, Lord. Oh, God, I was like a deer panting for the water. And help me, God. Everywhere I went, the people said, hello, God. I began to sing the praises of you. I began to tell anybody about you. I began to say, it's the Lord doing it. I love the Lord. And God bless you. And don't you know the Lord? Oh, God, he rises up and he hears our voices. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Oh, God, and you remember when you used to do that? You remember when you used to, when you first got saved, how you were so joyful in the Lord? There's nothing nobody could do to rain on your parade because the joy of the Lord was your strength. And you know, I said about how loud getting it to enter into our hearts and have taken away our joy. We have become tainted because we allow the small foxes in. God said, I'm calling you. I'm calling you back again. I'm calling you again. I'm calling you again. I'm telling you. I'm calling you. I'm telling you to come back. Come back. Come back. I'm in need of you. I'm in need of you. Amen. Yes, God. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the word. God. Amen. I give it back into the hands of Apostle Javon. God, thank you, Jesus.
The thing about the word, prophetess, the word comes to cut and to clean us up. You know, I always liken the word to, there's a little country in me, a city girl of a little country in me, where when they get fresh fish and they take the sharpest knife and they clean the scale off. And once the scale is cleaned off, the fish still is not ready to be cooked because you got to now gut that fish. And the word does, it peels those things off, those scales off, and to that point where the outside is clean. But now you gotta gut that inside and get those things out, you know. And I bless God for the word, you know, when you were talking about truth. I thought about John 8:32, and it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. God wants us to be free. That's why he sent you with the word. Truth. We cannot, as Christians, live any kind of way and call ourselves a Christian. Because we're not Christ-like.
Yes, yes, yes.
He made us in his image. And because we are in the sinful world, a lot of the sin has gotten on us. That's why,
yes,
you were talking, I just saw the knife just taking the scales off as you were praying for us to get our eyes open again and our ears open. And the ending was just us being cut.
Yes. wide open in anything and everything that's inside of us that should not be, that will prohibit us from truly walking worthy of the cause. And that cause is just to be a servant of the Most High. Because we know not everybody going to pick up a Bible and say, let me read this. But they can read you all day long. Because if you've got the Word in you, that means you live in the Word. And they've seen the Word alive. The Word in action. Prophetess, I bless God for you. I bless God for your boldness and not giving us a word that will tickle our ears and make us feel good, cause our flesh to just get so excited, but you have given us a word that goes deep down in our soul so that we truly can just give God our 100. We don't have to perpetrate a fraud. We don't have to be a hypocrite. We don't have to, what they say, shake it till you make it. Or some craziness like it. What is it?
Say, shake it till you make it.
You know, we don't have to do that. Because when we're rooted and grounded in Christ, when we're rooted and grounded in the Word of God, then the only thing flowing out of us is God.
Yes,
yes, yes. So I bless God for you. I'm going to give you these prayer requests.
Yes.
Oh, glory. I am so, I'm so excited. I'm like a little kid in a candy store, don't know where to eat first, you know.
Yes.
Because it's all about souls for the kingdom. When we are all in our rightful place, imagine the impact that we will have on the kingdom of darkness. We don't have to run and retreat. And I'm going to say this and give you the prayer request. I think about David. Before David came on the scene, it was David's brothers, the mighty warriors, and Saul included, trying to fight Goliath. But David too scared because they saw how big he was. And that's the thing with the Word. You know, if we've got the Word, we've got that power, we don't have no fear. We don't care what they look like. Because we know. We know who is in control. We know that battle has already been won. And all we got to do is be bold and step forward. Keep your eyes on God and you won't see the giant.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on God, and you won't see the obstacles all around you. Why? Because you got your eyes on God, and He says, if you're going through the fire, I'm there with you.
Yeah.
If you're in the valley, I'm there with you. I don't know why God keeps going, having me to go back to this. Keep your eyes on God. Praise Him. Praises, it confuses the enemy because he don't know why you have to. He's throwing everything at you.
Yes.
But you know who is the author and the finisher of your faith. You know who has all power. That's why you can praise God like you done lost your mind. Because you know soon and very soon you're getting over this thing. You're coming out of this. What is it? Trouble don't last always.
That's right.
We all got to go through the cycle, and it's only to build our spiritual maturity. It's only to build our spiritual strength, because truly the race is not for the swift, but it is for the one that can endure to the end without murmuring, without complaining, without retreating, without being poor unto me. You just got to be like David and use the tools that you have used in the past to defeat those things that came up against you. Different faith, same demon. That's it. All right. First prayer request.
Yeah.
for Apostle Ida Mitchell, who is, she just got out of the hospital again, and the enemy is truly trying to keep her from moving forward in the kingdom.
Okay.
Also, let me look at this one. Sorry, I should have had it all pulled up, and then I could. While I'm pulling up the other one, so I have to scroll back up.
Okay.
My family, my cousin, first cousin, died. So truly, for the salvation of those of her children and her grandchildren. And just that the right words will be spoken by me at the right time.
Okay.
Also, Mother Lucille, healing in her body.
Mother Lucille.
Brother Gathers.
Okay.
Complete healing in his body. For Chad, he has a court date, so we're praying for all charges to be dropped or his bond to be reduced. And we've already got that one. We've already prayed that one. Okay, those are the ones.
Okay. Amen. All right. Father God, we come boldly before the throne of grace. First, we lift those who are in need of healing in their bodies. Apostle Ida Mitchell, Mother Lucille, Brother Gathers. Lord, we come before you, God. God, we just lift them up to you. We come against all sickness, all manner of diseases. We know sickness is not unto death. That is your word, Father. Because you have already sent Jesus into the world. Adios, God. And by his stripes, they are healed. We bind up sickness, adios, in the name of Jesus. We bind up every infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. God, everything that is trying to stop them from moving ahead in your kingdom, God, we bind it up right now. We eliminate the source. God, we come to the root of the matter. God, in the name of Jesus,
God.
Every root of sickness, in the name of Jesus, every root of disease, we come to it and we cast it down by the authority given to us by Jesus Christ. Oh, God, that no weapon formed against them to prosper, God, that this sickness has to get back because we rebuke it in your name. Oh, God, we cast it out in your name. For at the name of Jesus, there is power. Oh, God, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for blessing and health, for restored newness in the body in the name of Jesus. That every cell, that every organ, God, the blood, the capillaries, God, the heart, in the name of Jesus, the muscle, God, and in the empty, we're all lined up with the word of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in the outside, God. We thank you for healing right now in the name of Jesus. God, that there'll be a point report, God, not many days hence. And God, that we lift up Chad right now, God. Father God, you are the judge and you are the jury. God, you are the one who has the balance scales in your hand. You are a just God. Father God, we ask you right now, God, that you would intervene for Chad. God, that all charges will be dropped in the name of Jesus. That he will be let God in those doors, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you would intervene in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you would do a new thing in his life. That you would do a turnaround in
his life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now. God, we just thank you for your intervention right now. We thank you, God, that you are God and you care for things that we care about. God, we thank you, Lord, and we give your name the praise. Oh, God, we just lift up Apostle Siobhan, God, that you would just touch her and that you would just need her in you like God, a person would need Joe in the name of Jesus. That God, that you would begin to implore and need wisdom and truth and honor and all of those things that are of you, God. God, for the appointed time that when she begins to give out the godly wisdom, Father, that you have given her, that it would be accepted in the ears and accepted in the heart, God, in the family, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for their salvation. We pray for their deliverance, God. Oh, God, that we snatch them out of the very hell fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I love my teacher, I love Messiah. God, that there be awakening, God, in them. Oh, God, to want to know you, God, to want to follow after you, to want to chase you. Oh, God, yes, begin to get to know you in the most intimate spot, God, in the name of Jesus. God, when the Spirit of the living God comes in, oh, God, the devil has to move. He has to get out
because
he is no longer welcome. He has to vacate the premises in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We give your name the praise. We give your name the glory because it all belongs to you. Lord God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Apostle Siobhan, the Lord is telling me that it's your ministry, that there are people with you, but there are many that have, like, connected with you, but they have, like, backed up. Because that's what I'm getting. Like, they did like a 360. Or should I say a 180? Because a 180, when they leave, doing a 180, they, you know, they leave and they don't come back. Or they'll check on you, see how you're doing. And, you know, that kind of stuff. But God said He is giving you people. And when they say giving, I'm saying giving because even though it has not arrived yet, it will arrive. That will connect with you and stick with you.
Thank you. They're not going anywhere.
They're not going to be like the wind coming and going.
Amen.
Amen. God has said He's doing a new thing in you, a new thing. And I kept hearing the words elevation. Tell her elevation is required.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Amen. Elevation is required.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Father,
you, Lord. God, I shout it.
We thank you, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. You know, we are truly living in the very last days. We've been singing that forever, but the handwriting is on the wall, and I bless God because I don't deal with chickens and buzzards. don't even
Jesus.
Deal with turkeys. And my prayer has been this. You may come in wearing a eagle outfit, but if you ain't a real eagle, then you can cluck, strut, and pluck away. It doesn't matter because it's not going to stop the assignment that God has already given and is continuing to give. So I bless God. It is holy glory. You know, I bless God for the confirmation because it was weighing a little heavy on my heart. And just, you know, I don't know but to be real because those that know me know I do things and I do it from my heart. I don't do it for money because if that was the case, I would be really rich over the things that I have given away. But it bothered me this morning when I looked at something that I had done for someone, and truly they did walk away. And I sacrificed not completing some things I needed to do for myself, for the ministry, just to make sure they had for them. But I said I was not, and I will not allow anger or bitterness or anything to enter into me because I want all that God has for me because whatever he's given to me is not for me but it's for other people. And when we realize that gifts are for others, even though God gives us the gift, it's for someone else. And I want to get all the gifts so that I can help someone else reach their destiny and reach their purpose in Christ. It's all about bringing souls to the kingdom and making sure everybody knows who he is. So I bless God for you. I bless God for the word that you have given us. I bless God for the prayer requests that are coming in. But the one thing I do know is it's already been answered. Go back and listen to the word. I'm going to upload this to Blog Talk. You can listen to it as many times as you like, but I guarantee every time you hear it, more layers are going to be peeled. More scales are going to come off, and you're going to be gotten really deep. So, Father, I thank you for Prophet Satin right now. I thank you right now, oh God, that every door, hallelujah, God, that you have for her doors, that may have been shut by the enemy, God, open those doors in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that she, her voice, is a voice for now. This is the time and this is the season. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you had her hidden away for such a time as this. God, I thank you that there is no lack in anything that you have given her to do. Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, for the winds blowing from the north, the south, the east, and the west in her favor, in her direction. God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the great things that you're doing in her life. I thank you for those that would sit at her feet, hallelujah, and learn how to be a prophet of integrity, a prophet of character. Oh, God, I thank you, hallelujah, for the joy for the people that you're sending her way, oh, God, that the gospel can go forth throughout the United States and to the nations. So, Father, I just bless you right now, God. Hallelujah. And I glorify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. And as we leave this line, oh, God, Father, we just thank you for all that you're doing in us and through us. Father, we ask, God, that you will continue to stir us, that we will be more passionate in our worship and more radical in our praise, that God, every time we think of your goodness, we just come out with a praise break because you kept us when we should not have been kept. Hallelujah. Next Sunday is
Mother's Day for all the mothers.
Yeah.
We probably will not be on just because I may be traveling. I've not gotten the final say-so from the Lord yet. But what I want to do is just wish all the mothers a beautiful Mother's Day, whether you are a mother naturally or you are a mother spiritually or you're a mother-to-be. Know that whatever you need, it is always in God. Seek Him first. He will give you everything that you need. Even if you say, "Well, I'm not married, and I've got all these kids." Guess what? God will be your husband. He'll make sure all your needs are provided. And I'm not telling you something I heard. I'm telling you something I have experienced. God is a keeper. God is a provider. But next Sunday is truly your day. So do something for you.
Yeah.
If it's just stealing away 10 minutes to be by yourself, if it's soaking in the tub a little longer, if it's staying in the shower a little longer or staying in bed a little longer, do something for you. Take care of you because there is only one you.
Yeah.
So God bless you. Prophet, if you want to just close us out.
Yes, amen. All right, God bless everyone as you go to and fro. God bless them on this week coming in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you would send them blessings and favor that they didn't know could even possibly exist. Blow their minds. Let them stay in awe of you and let them begin to rejoice. And that you are God, and that you have heard every prayer and every petition. God, show your glory. Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you all. Till the next time.